The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
From experience, mate, there's only one man that can lay the hot mix down.
Yeah.
Once you put the hot mix into the pothole, only one man can smooth it.
What do you mean, experience?
Well, he's an insider.
Professional rugby league player turned media star. Have you ever spent time at the council?
Before rugby league became a truly professional sport, mate, I worked on Cessnock Council for 2 years.
Did you?
Jeez, that's feverish, that banjo playing this morning.
Yeah. Two years?
2 years on Cessnock Council. It was great fun. I was working with a crew who were actually a band.
What's the name of the band?
They were a band called the Hi-Fis. Alistair and the Boys.
High-Fives?
High-Fis. Like Hi-Fi. Like,
Hi-Fi.
They were Hi-Fi. They had a number one hit in Newcastle radio with Don't Knock the Knox, Cessnock.
Oh, Wayne Riddell used to sing it to me all the time.
Don't knock
the best.
Anyway, Alistair and the Boys, they used to play around the circuits Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, sometimes on a Sunday. And so what we used to do, we had to go Tower Road up in the Wadigan Mountains. And the Wadigan Mountains was about an hour drive from Cessnock. So up there, you're a law upon yourself.
Of course.
So Alistair, we used to get up there, and Alistair, he's a character, they used to take their instruments up there, and they used to lay a newspaper out, and he goes, well, matey, you're on patrol here. As soon as two raindrops hits that newspaper, we're knocking off.
Right? What do you mean? What if that happened at 8:15 in the morning or 8:15? Yeah.
You don't want to get the flu.
Yeah. And his cards would be played.
And, mate, like that, it was such a...
What do you mean they took their instruments? What, just a banjo over the shoulder with their sort of
shovel? Not a banjo.
Shovel?
It was a proper band, mate.
They're a proper band. So they play there and they just rehearse while we're sitting there having lunch or smoking.
How long was lunch?
Oh, 3.5 hours. Well, mate, it was tough. It's tough going laying down a road. And, mate, like, what used to happen, they used to have to clear certain parts of the road, so they had to prune back a tree.
Yeah.
So the greenies up in Wollombi, they go and tie themselves to a tree, which was happy days, because then you just go and sit down, they go rehearse until eventually the greenie got sick and tired of it and unchained himself and took off again. But that road, when they sent us up there, it was estimated that it was going to take between 2 weeks and a month. I was on the council for 2 years. It still wasn't done.
The Grill Team, Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.